the all mitzvot hatluyos baretz are tolui in Eretz Yisrael. They are made only baretz. There's an exception, however. Bikurim has a bigger kesher in Eretz Yisrael because it says that you need to have this hamikdash. You have to be pnei habayis at the time, and if there's no pnei habayis, then it's not that bikurim is not noyig. The Chaket, the Rishonim say there's a chumrah also. If there's a pnei habayis, even if the other thing's lacking, it's not noyig for amal alara. It's still noyig. Some Rishonim hold. So you see that bikurim is different than other mitzvahs of these words. It's not a lot of kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'dafka, like the other inyanim, where just a chetimtza, if it's Eretz Yisrael, it's kodesh, and that's when the parents have a chiyuv. But here it's different. It's talking b'samidish. Even though there's a din hava, but l'maisi you see also l'mosh by prayer, that's also a kedusha with a din of a carbon. And even if there's no bias, the kedusha is noyik. So it's interesting to note why is the kurim different, that you need pnei habayis mamish as opposed to the other ones. Besides that, the halacha that you need kibush and yerusha is by bikurim. It says v'yirishta v'shem yeshavta bo, that the mitzvahs start only when there's kibush, which l'chura that could have been kedusha as you saw beforehand, and you learn it that from bikurim. So you see in bikurim you find an angle of Eretz Yisrael that's more than just Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You find Sai Yerushalayim B'Samikdash, and Sai you find the union of Kibush and Yerusha. I might try to understand that a little bit. Secondly, if you look at the Seder Advarim, of the Amira, there's two Amiras. You bring the Bikurim, and you first put it down, and you say, U'Bazal HaKayin HaShem Yom HaHeim, V'Amarati Lov Yigadati Ayoyim LaHashem Alekecha, the first Amira is I came to Eretz Yisrael. Then it says the Kohen takes the tenor and he's menyechit. And then you start the whole Amira of Arami Oigurami. We people are usually not aware that we usually understand, since we used to say Ragoda, we start Arami Oigurami as if that's the beginning. The beginning is not like that. The beginning is the first statement is he got it tayyum Hashem Alkechit, Kibosil Oris Hashanish Hashem Alkechit, Kibosil Oris Hashanish. Then you start the Amir of Arami Oigurami. It's first of all, it's a little bit madna, because the normal understanding of it is that the Ikra Amira of Bikurim is the Akaras of Taif that a person has payers. So it should have started off like it ends up in the Ba'abta, Hine Evesias Reishas Pri Adoma Shem Satali Hashem. That's the would have been the first statement if we wanted us to split it up, and then afterwards we'd say Arami Avirovi and how we got it. It doesn't start the Chlau with the Hanachas Peiris, it starts with Bias Haaretz, and then Arami Avirovi goes back to Bias Haaretz. So it needs to be understood, it's as if the Ikka statement is not the Heveses Reishis Bikuri Adoma, it's not a Be'ikra Shevach Vaidor on the Bikurim, it's Be'ikra Shevach Vaidor on Eretz Yisrael. And then Arami Avirovi is Ishtalshus Atvarim and Sakaros Atayim and everything, including Tzitzis Mitzrayim and including the Peiris. But the Ikka Kilu is the Haggadah's Botzil Aretz. Another Nekuda. We start with Arami Avirovi. And the Chazal say, because a person shouldn't be a Kofi Toiv, whenever a person has a Dabba Toiv, a person has to roll it back to its Sheirish and its Makar, and it starts in the beginning. If it's true, then it should have started from Avraham Avinu. It should have started like the Me'olam Avoseinu Hayor David Zara Tarech Avi Avram. I mean, Manushah. If you're talking about now, then you start with now. If you're going back to the Shemesh, you start with Avos. Like every time when we start with Avos, we start with Avram. Why do we start with Yaakov and with Aram Avirovi? Another or in something else. Say the Birchas HaMoses with Eraisa. The Ramban Lamashal learns that it's a Eraisa. Like Tfilas of Eraisa. There's a general Shevach for the Moslem that the person gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person. A person is supposed to be, the Ikachi of the Eraisa is to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be Moida for the Mizoinis and the Pinos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. And the Seder HaDvarim, Mikra HaDin, is the way every person feels, experiences the Chulu, and Rabbanu made a Takana. That's the Ramban's Shita. And in the Dine, the Rabbanan, and the Brachas, so just like there's a Seder of Yudchas Brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, which is Rabbanan, so there's a Seder of different Brachas in Birchas Hamazon, which is also Rabbanan. That's Ramban's Shita. The Rambam holds that, not like that, the Rambam holds Me'ikra Din, the Seder, the Chiyuv of Birchas Hamazon, the Raisa, is to be Meshaveach Mazon, Oretz, and Yerushalayim, which is strange, because Mela, when you bring Bikurim or any mitzvah of Lis Baretz, it's noyig only in pairs at Israel. So at least we have a tzad to say that there's a mokum of a Sheva for Israel. It's a mokum where we know only these things. These things only Sheva for Israel. So Mela, the Sheva for Israel comes across in Bikurim as well. But in Chiyuv of Tamazon is a Chiyuv that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It was there before Eretz Yisrael. There was a Chiyuv of Tamazon when a person chutz l'aretz, when the Mizayin is a chutz l'aretz. But there's no shaykhis to v'etzim to chutz l'aretz. It's knowing on every achila that's masbiya no matter where. So Meila Midrabanan, that they made a takana, fine, it's not a shayla that they were marchit the takana of Tamazon to include Eretz and Yerushalayim. But Midrayisa, that the Chiyuv Berchus Hamazon of a person should be a chiyuv that koilul Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, it's very hard to understand. I mean, my Yishmik of Har Sinai, if the chiyuv of a Muslim is a chiyuv on a person's tzayirat that was fulfilled, the Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael is another shefa, it doesn't have any shaykh. More than that, there's a din that the Rama brings it also, not clarity, but it's the right, the Rama brings it, it's a Gemara, that says you have to say Eretz Chem the Toivor Chava, that's the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael you have to say. And if you don't say Hirat Yoitza, not clear if that's a deraisa, but upon him, it's a chiyuv that they put down a specific shvach of Israel. And besides that, there's a chiyuv of bris and Torah. In Noida Lecha, you say bris and Torah. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the reason why you say bris and Torah is because Eretz Yisrael came b'schus bris and Torah. So bris chosh v'samtu v'sareinu and Torah chosh matonu are only Hechetimtis for Israel, and the whole din bris and the whole din of bris and Torah, the schir of bris and Torah is not also sheva for bris and Torah, but it's a sheva for Israel. It also needs to be understood. I mean, why is everything spinning around the sheva Israel when it's not even a chiyuv, when it's not as no shaykhus whatsoever at Israel? I just see that gosha that you see all the nyanim you bring in and bring from Muslim also have a kashrut at Israel. So let's start with an understanding. We're going to try to understand a certain nekuda about Eretz Yisrael and to understand a little bit in a broader perspective. There's a pasuk in Shmuel. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech, wanted to make a Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to David HaMelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is told of the Melech that he took him from nowhere and he made him a Melech on Israel, he was Melech on Israel, and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he was Mafkiah to David, and he said, with something more kind La'am in Israel, I'm going to make a place for Klal Yisrael, when they tap you, and I'm going to plant them someplace, V'shochein Tachtov, and he's going to dwell over there, V'levirgoiz Oit, and they'll no longer, the word Yirgoiz over there means trembling, literally. They won't be afraid anymore. And the bad people will not harm, will not pain Chayson like it had been before. That's the So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Haftocha that he's giving to David HaMelech is that the Hafgor from the Ne'avla being the Anakar Yisrael and the Hafgor from not to be Roigis Oid is V'nasati Mokim Shom V'nasati Mokim, that I'm going to give them a Mokim, and when they get a Mokim That's when the Bnei Avla won't be Ma'anik HaYisrael, and that's when there will not be Regis anymore on HaYisrael. It's a little schwer, because Klal Yisrael was already in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to David HaMelech when they were there already. David HaMelech, even when David HaMelech was the Melech, they were already in Eretz Yisrael. And still they were suffering from Bnei Avla, and still there was Regis. So the bracha should have been Nasati Shalom Ba'atzichem, like it says in the Kocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Shalom, he'll be Ganois Ele'ir. The Haftokah should have been Haftokahs of Shalom and Hatzolah and Mogeng. What's the Haftokah of Nasati Shem Mokeng? And the Mokeng will present the Regis. The word Regis also has a second meaning, which means chas, like viragis, and the Gemara says that the Gemara in the Nedarim says that Chutz La'aretz is a mokum of special chas. It's a mokum where people upset each other, and Eretz Yisrael is not a mokum regis. We'll refer to Gemara soon. Baal Kapanim, the mitzias of Mokoim, about Yisrael as Mokoim, is a hafka from Regis. And Regis means both anger, it means also fright. The common denominator is kilo, the word Regis means to tremble. That's the literal translation. Rogza Aretz is when something is not settled, when something is trembling, whether it's from fear or from rage. Both of them are a form of trembling. And mokrim is the hefek of it. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a mokrim, whatever it is, a mokrim that has a shem mokrim, that's our call from it. What's the meaning? What's the... So, Razina explains in Sekh Sharm, and it's a dover omik on understanding the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of a person is always tied to a mokum. The Maral says it in a lot of places. The Maral says that in a get you have to write the shema mokum, because it's specifically defines the person. It's part of the shema adam. The Maral says that Chaim ben Yosef, we mokum this and this. Is the hagdara of the person, just like Chaim, just like Ben Yosef, is marked to the person. In this place, is also hagdara of the person. The Ein Lecha Dovash Ein Le'mokrim, V'chayna V'chayna. The mokrim of a person is the metzias of the person. There's a lashon in Chazal that when a person, Be'asra Shmo, when a person is in his place, he has his reputation, he has his name. The mitzvahs of a person is tied to a specific mokum. A person does not feel his own mitzvahs unless he understands what is his yachas klapi the mitzvahs of the world. A person could be in a framework, in a school or work or society. If the person feels he has no place over there, then the person is an unhappy person, because it's not enough that the person is living and he has parnos or whatever it is. If a person feels that he has no mokrim, then the person feels he's lacking mitzvahs. The mokrim is a mitzvahs, part of his mitzvahs. And if the person stands on a mokum and he feels he has a mokum under his feet, then he's b'yishuv adas. Gemara says in the Durham that called nechoyse yama, people who go down to people, sailors, lemisyas v'daitayu, they don't have the nuchas nefesh until they go back to the arutz. Because since there's no mokum on the yam, the person, there's no single place a person can firmly plant himself and say, this is my makom. So the person has no mitzvahs. He's lacking in his own mitzvahs because he's not in his makom. The the tchuna of kas, when does a person lose himself if the person feels that someone is trying to uproot his mitzvah? For instance, if a person, there are things that a person perceives as objects. If a person has a fight about money, say that, so it could be harsh, it could be bitter, depends how much money is involved, more money, less money. Let's say somebody is trying to, the way we say it colloquially, somebody is trying to invade my turf. Even if it's less, even if the lemais is less, but there's a feeling that my mitzias is being nechah. A person who's masik gvul, in halacha, there's a halacha of hasagas gvul. Hasagas gvul is called paskas l'chidusa in Lashna Gemara, because it's one and the same. It's not a question of how much money a person is losing. If let's say there's enough parnasa for another person, but the hasagas gvul itself is a paskas l'chidusa. A person, you can compete, but you can't take away the mocker from the person. If it's a shuk where 1,000 people are competing, so the makam doesn't belong to anybody, so I can compete also, even though everybody's going to lose a lot of money and there won't be left parnas of anybody. I can still do it because the makam doesn't belong to anybody. In a mavui or in a place where the makam belongs to one person, he lives in that mavui and the mele has a schus to open up whatever it is over there. If I come in and try to open up a place, it doesn't make a difference if we'll still have parnas. Of the fact that I'm taking away the person's makom is called paskas l'chidusa. It's an akira of a person's mitzias if you take away his makom. In the same way, in tchunas hanefesh, anger is where a person who's not confident in himself gets angry quickly because the person feels that everything threatens him. He doesn't know who he is or what he is or doesn't feel that anything is really him or his. So b'meila, everything that keeps being pulled away from him, the person is losing it. So the makom, the b'chinas makom, is the b'china of a person's mitzias. It's mitzarif his mitzias, and unless a person feels this is my makom, who I am is very much dependent on where is my niche. And if I don't have a place, then I don't exist. Nobody exists minutik from the world without any shaykhus or makom. When a person has a makom and is very clearly defined, so the person has certain yishvadas, and he can fight with something, this some, but kas, when a person loses himself, that the person doesn't tremble. Regas, in the sense of both trembling and fury, and trembling and fright, is because the person feels, I'm about to lose my place. I am going to have nothing left. I am not going to be. Those are the matzavim. The trembling is a reflection of the person's moving. It's shifting. I'm not sitting in any place anymore. That's the regis of Rav Zaharov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, the bracha he told him is that I was santis v'mokoyim unitatim. I'm going to put them down in a mokoyim, and I'm going to plant them in the mokoyim. And then v'le yirga is oid, and therefore there won't be a makom for regis anymore. The haftacha wasn't, they were in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael could also, a person in Eretz Yisrael could also face danger, like all through Nevi'im. But the haftacha was that Eretz Yisrael would become a makom, and they would become mushrash in the makom, so that they're not separable, so that they're inseparable from the makom, and therefore they would not be able to, they would not be scared of the enemy. They'd have to fight the enemy, and it might hurt, and it might attack him. But that the person should stop feeling that the ground under his feet is giving away, that the person might be gone if there's a pchina of a samte in a mokre, when it tatim sham, then that you will lose. That was the aftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dov HaMelech. B'chol, at Israel you see it, because I saw the pchina's mokrim, two places where you see, just one or two places where you see taka, that Eretz Yisrael is mufka from it, and anything is the hate of it. First of all, we have the Gemara that we said before. The Gemara in the Nedarim says that I don't remember who was, he was traveling with two people named Mechuzai. I think it was a Yechan. There were two people named Mechuzai that he was traveling with, and they got into a fight, and they killed each other. They were on the way to Eretz Yisrael, they killed each other. Since Katama, the Gemara says, It says in it's the end of the parsha. It says in the Teichacha. It says v'nosan Hashem lechosh shom levragos v'kilin einayim. That dafkin chutzla to HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you a levragos. So how could people have come to such a dark of regis in that they killed each other? The Gemara says that loikarvi narzim v'ayishata. They still hadn't crossed over the yard. So you see that Chazal said that it's Yisrael z'mokoy where regis is mufka from it. The same thing in the Gemara. I mean, it's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu's chait that he wasn't zeich of Lord Yisrael is according to many Rishonim the chait of Kas, and it's called Mei Meriva for that reason. And the Rishonim asked, how could it be that Kas is such a big affair? The Teretz is in the Midah Keneged Midah, Kas is Machkia from Mokim. Where anything that has a shaykhus to Mokim, he has no shaykhus to Lev Ragos. And anything that wherever there's a liquid of Kas and Regis, it's Mafia from Eretz Yisrael. So you see that even if things that are not, even if it's not a big Aveira, but the Midah Keneged Midah Kibibu of Kas of Regis is that it's Mufka from Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Teichacha. When it says at the end of the parasha, it says that Klaus will go into Golus. So the whole Mahalach of Golus is, it's not just that the person is not necessarily strong. Golus is a Bechina where a person is without a Mokim. The Eretz Yisrael is a Bechina's Mokim. It's a Bechina's Menucha. And that's the part it says, Befitzcha Hashem v'chol ha'amim mikteras akteo aretz. Uvagoyim arheim loy targiya. V'loyia monoyach lekafrak lecha v'nosan Hashem loch shom leiv ragos v'kiyonayim dav nefesh. In other words, the hefech of Eretz Yisrael is that there's no monoyach lekafrak lecha. Chutz l'aretz for Klal Yisrael is mufka from Mokim. There is no Mokim. A person can't put his foot down on one place to stay there. A person is always moving. And b'meila in tchunas ha-nefesh, it's v'nos Hashem l'chosham leiv ragos. That's the tchunas ha-nefesh in midas adam. That's the reflection of not having a mother. Let's go back to the inyanim of bikurim. So in all the inyanim that grow in Eretz Yisrael, all the inyanim that give heirs to Yisrael is k'tusha. And the male is Mechayev, it's Mechayev Trumas and Maestris and so on, Mechayev all these in Yonim. And that's why the person, and that's why all the mitzvahs are as a toli bar, all mitzvahs are a very golden and strong. But there's one mitzvah that Ki'ilu is Mekasher, the Sheirish of Eretz Yisrael, of the Mokim to the Hemshim. Let's be Magdir. Let's say a person has something that gives off Paris, whether it's a tree, a business, anything. The thing that's tied most close, for instance, a person earns something from a business, then takes the money and invests it, and investments go well, and he reinvests it, and so on and so forth. Each thing, every hemshah no longer has a kesher with the sheirish. It's the person started his business was a business of basically a grocery store, and the money he bought a building, and the building he bought something else. It does not have to have any connection. It's payers to payers to payers. Where's the malach of payers? One place that's about karchok mechubet to the sheirish is the reishis. The first tree is bal karchok in the sheirish. Or else it wouldn't be a sheirish to everything else. A sheirish in a tree goes 100 feet up because the piece next to the sheirish is attached to the sheirish, the piece after that is attached to that, and so on. So if you can tap, if you can point at a piece and the oimid that that's the reishis, that's the sheirish, then the person understands the chibur between the mokum to the rest. The shrashim are the reishis of the rest of the mahalla. And b'meila, that's mechubat radama. The sheirish is mechubat radama. That is the mahalla of every reishis. So b'meila, when a person takes bikurim, so there's two inyan. First of all, there's the acharas hatoyim. There's the reishis of adama, and b'meila there's certainly what we're doing, Yonim and Tushanim speak about, that it's Chaviv, and a person gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a mile in depth, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the thing itself. That's all the Emes Mitzah, that's in Bikurim. But in Bikurim, there's another thing. If I reach the Reishis, then I was Toifis, the Pchinas Mokheim, where it's Natua. If I understand where the Haskhala is, then I understand in what the Haskhala's root is. I get a tefisa, just like if I pull out the roots, the ground comes with it. If I want to get to the roots, I have to dig into the ground, because the reishis is always mechuba with the sheirish, and the reishis is always mechuba with the mocker. So if I'm able to be tefis of mitzvah that I call reishis, then I'm tefis the mocker as well. So in the mitzvah bikurim, there's the etzem sheva in Eretz Yisrael. That's the atzmius of the mitzvah. And that's why the first thing the person does is when a person brings Bikurim, the first understanding is not the Bikurim, but it's Eretz Yisrael. When a person brings Trumas and Maisers, his Mesvada and so on, there the understanding is the Trumas and the Maisers itself, the payers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, like it says, the Reishis Pri Adama, and then everything else comes as a Sibik or as a Snip. When a person that has something at its Reishis, the person that has kibosi ala oretz, he got it to ayuim l'Hashem l'kecho, kibosi ala oretz ashenish v'Hashem l'sin l'osislam. The first tefisa the person has is the tefisa of the mokim. Then there's a whole arichus dvarim with shevach nadov for the peiris and for the shtalshes of the nisim and so on and so forth. But the etzim tefisa in Bikurim is the tefisa of the mokim. That's why it's totally not in, it's totally in Pnei Abayis. Besides that, because in other Peiris, the Pshat is, as other mitzvahs, as long as it has Kedushas Eretz, it's enough. The Pchinas Mokim in Eretz Yisrael, the reason why Eretz Yisrael is a Mokim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael, is not because Eretz Yisrael is its own right, like the other Arutzes. All the Arutzes are matched to the Goyim because it's because they belong in this Eretz. These people belong here, these people belong here. Every Eretz mitzad, it's mitziyot, it's chitzayin, it's mitzad, it's gashmi, it's mitzad, it's tzar shomaylo, has a shaykhus tevi umo. Eretz Yerushalayim is called mokrem asher yibcha Hashem alekecha. The pchinas mokrem of Eretz Yisrael, klapi klai Yisrael, is the yibcha Hashem alekecha. If the base of pchira is not there, if the asher yibcha Hashem alekecha is not there in Eretz Yisrael, then there's no Pchinas Mokim. The Pchinas Mokim is a result of that Hashem Alekech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a base of Pchir over there. That is the Mokim that is Boicher. And if you don't have it, then it might have, there might be some Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But there's no, we don't have the Tefis of Mokim over there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws Kaisel out of it and they're in Golas. So then the Mokim lost its Mokim as a Mokim for Kaisel. It's not Koilin as a Mokim. And that's why they start Arami Oviravi, the Shevach is started from Yaakov Avinu Dafka and not from the other others, because Yaakov was a Pchina of where he was the one that was Oymed on the Mokim and Mikdash. Yaakov Avinu was the one that his Tfisa was a Tfisa where the Mokim would be. I don't want to be married, but I think we'll spoke about it. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yaakov was Mekadosh the Mokrim. He was Ochenle Dati Manuira HaMokrim Azeh. Ezek in Beis Lekin. The Tfisa of Mokrim, Kedushas Mokrim, is Miyuchat to Yaakov. It says that by Avraham Avinu, when those Kfitzas Aderach by Elazar, he skipped over the Oretz. That was his Kfitzas Aderach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him up above Pchinas Mokrim. By Yaakov, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekapler to Yisrael Tachtom. In other words, he was Sholed on the Mokrim. Not only Mayach, maybe some of them speak about Yaakov. But Yaakov, we have to start in the place where the Kedushas Mokum was not allowed, the Kedushas Mokum is after there. And the same thing in Birchas HaMozoin. Birchas HaMozoin is different than Birchas HaNen. Birchas HaMozoin is the rice and Birchas HaNen is not. Why not? I mean, both of them, the person gains something out of it. A person drinks water, it's a hakel and very nefoshes. A person eats a meal. Both of them are life-giving. Bread is life-giving and water is life-giving. Without water, a person can survive. And you can survive much less without water than without bread. So why is it that on bread, it's a deraisa, and on water, it's a rabbanon? The teretz is, mazon is there are particular needs. There's a need for water, there's a need for air, there are particular needs. Then there's a cloud that's called parnasim, mazon, parnasim, and so on. Those in yonim are expressed in lechem. Lechem is koil parnas as a cloud. A particular pri is a particular need. Lechem as in itself, the maila, it's sort of a cloud, and the maila, a person is not toifis a particular hanor and a particular sheva for that hanor, but rather the person is toifis that there is a mokoim that's zan the person. Just like the person is chai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person got his chius from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person understands that there's a makom that he's rooted in that's constantly giving him chiyus. The Gemara and the Rishonim, when they speak about bitachon, they all stell it to the mitzvahs of just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, gave him life, he's an ongoing giver of life. So it's not just the pshat that a person happens to have Mezoinus, happens to have Parnassus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mokoyim that's Mezin. The person is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being zon like an umbilical cord. So the Tfisa in Birchas HaMozin is a Tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Mokoyim where a person is being zon from. It's not a particular Shevach Nagdoh for this piece of bread he ate, but it's a Tfisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the zon is called Olam Kulay. There is the place where Klal Yisrael feels that sharply, that p'china that there's a mokum where a person is nishashin, that p'china is Eretz Yisrael specifically. And b'meila, Birchas HaMozen is a bracha that since we're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Mekoyim Yishol Olam, we're dealing with that the whole world is in the Tua in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zonan Farnes, Eretz Yisrael is the teichem of that bracha for Klal Yisrael. I want to bring it over to an Indian more to the etzim, you know, we spoke about regas and so on. When a person deals with koyches hanefesh, let's take it on two or three levels. This question of what a person's makom is, it's not something that's an abstract mufshidike tziyasepser. We're talking about the yonim that are not. It's the etzim what a person. It's a person's life day to day, and the way a person looks at his life. A person sees himself as being part of a makom, and it's nageya in both ben adam l'makom and also nageya ben adam l'chaveri. First, ben adam l'chaveri, a person, the metzias of kina, the metzias of kas. The sharp midas that are boiled between people is because a person's perception of makom is very physical. This car, this house, this that, and b'meila, this social standing, level of achievement that people see, and so on. So every time somebody else exists, it becomes a seer to me, because there's one makom, and this makom is the public arena, let's say, for a person that's into ambition. So it's the public recognition. It's either me or him or whatever. It's one at the price of the other. When a person builds this piece of makom, as he builds this piece of makom, that's where his midas will go. A person who's always angry. A person can say yes or no. Anger is because I touched on something that's nageya to him. It's more than just his. his, you don't get angry about. When the his is him, it's my bailus. The person infringed on my sense of bailus. The person infringed on my covet. If you kid somebody about something that's not important to self-image, a person doesn't mind. The minute you touch on something that's important to his self-image, then the person flies off the handle, because the person, you're staring him. There's a mitzvah, the Torah gave a mitzvah. I'm speaking about Eretz Yisrael. The Torah, the outline of mitzvahs, that's different. In some ways, in its sharpest form, it's only nagia to the Aliyah, but in some ways, nagia to everybody. It's in Asher Shoifkin. It says, V'loyia l'kayhanim ha-leviyim, kol shevet levi, chelik b'nachlan Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does not, the Leviim and the Kahanim do not get a chelik in the Nachal Kaisel. Ishi Hashem v'nachlosi yechelik. So what are they going to eat? There's karbonis, and then there's nachlosi, is chumas, maizus, and so on. So we think here a problem. You know, Akash Baruch Hu said in Shevet Levi, Kahanim and Leviim are not allowed to get Yerusha Kaisel, Nachla. So how are they going to eat? Chumas, maizus, kachikul, chafdal, matanis. Fine. Then a second pasuk, v'nachlo lo yiyah lo yivikerev echav, he doesn't get a nachlo, Hashem v'nachlosa kashet v'ibolim. The second pasuk is a repeat of the first pasuk. Same thing, an iser not to get nachlo, and they eat on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. What's the first pasuk, what's the second pasuk? Mamash, a repeat. The Targum Taka changes the second pasuk, Hashem v'nachlosa, he says, is matnas, again, mamash, because the darkness goes on. The third says the pasuk is addressing, the psukim are addressing two shaylos. The first, there's an iser for Shevet Levi and Kohen to have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a practical shayla. So what are you going to eat? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chumas and maizris and chotal matanis, which like yes, and kulav and kulav. There's a second shayla. A person can't live without a nachla. If a person doesn't have a mokri, if a person doesn't have another nod, even if he gets three times a day a meal from nice people, it's chayav in a chayav. There's no fears to that. So the shayla is, if I'm not giving them a nachla and a menucha, so they don't exist. Even if they get shumas and maizris and they have what to eat. But besides eating, a person needs a makram. Where's the makram? So now the pasuk says, v'nachlo niyuloi v'kerev echov, Hashemu nachlosoi kashadibaloi. Shevet Levi, Shevet Kohuna, they had their mokum as being Hashem unachlosa. In its sharpest oifin, a person, the hairs, it's nagiyat akhanim leviim. Like the Rambam says, that the bechlaul had no shayches to tinyani. Gashmi is in Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the nachim. But on a, because as a whole is called kohanim, the kavayisol is an am of kohanim. And in some ways, this nekuda is magia to everybody. On a lowest level, if a person closes his eyes and without thinking about it, will allow a dream to surface. Most people's dream is a house of some sort, a mansion, whatever their fantasy is, it'll come around a makom that's what their expectations is, and on a low level, that's what people do. They spend their scope, their life, their hopes, their aspirations, their dream sent around one way or another a makom in its most negushim b'kayif. And that's why it's meishach. A nice objects have a completely different emotional or psychological value to a person than a makom. It's different. And that a person buries himself. I once said to Derech Halotza, it says in the Tefillah that the Kohen Gadol used to say in on Yom Kippur, "Val anshe sharon oyoyme yirotzu shloyu boteim kivreim." The reason over there was because the land was wet, but Sharon was a place where there was a lot of it was rich, it was fertile, and so Derech Halotza, Derech Litzah. Shalei Batim Kivreya means if a person's scope in life, if his mokim, who am I, is determined by physically where I am, then the pshat is then it's the hate of Hashem Rachlosa. It's the hafkor of any type of avodah. It's the basis of everything. The b'chinas mokrim is the basis of everything. And if his mokrim is a dalit al dalit of land, then the person is looked at them. On a more edler oifin, a person who has ruchnistiker understanding, perspective, in the whole tchum of kinna, of pachlus, of kas, of regis, that whole world of leaders exists because the mokoy, even if it's not a physical mansion, but it still has a kesha with everyone else. It still has a kesha with him. It's a very clearly delineated mokoy. And b'meila, everything is always on the cheshbon something else. The deher of Hashem u'nachlosoi, the understanding that there is a mitzvah, that fakir, a person's mokum is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with him. The understanding that that's why I am is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen and das, the chokmos yisrael, is that I be. Then it's a pechina where there's no regis in Eretz Yisrael. It's a pechina v'nos choshom le'regis. But katoma, where's the mokum for regis in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, the pnimius of Eretz Yisrael is that there's a mokum where it's manifest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mekoyim shaloyla. That the Hashem was nachlosay. And if a person, and when a person that has that, So there is no leif regis. When a person is in a place, when he gets sent out to Eretz Amin, so over there, since there's no manoyach kafrako, he's not standing on any ground. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behesta, and everything is just holding everybody else. Then there's no manoyach kafrako, and the person has a leif regis. When a person has a debchina of Eretz Yisrael, and this debchina doesn't have to be the mokum mamish. Certainly, the mokum is the mokum schooler for it. But the Hashem u'nachlosoi is a different deher of who the person is, because where his mokum is. The person exists, what gives validity to existence is because Hashem is nachlosoi. And the person has always a manoyach kafraglo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a mokum, and in Kaviyahu, within his mitzias, the person has a mitzias, and that's his mokum. And it's not totally on anybody else but Lau. In Shabbos is also a certain chinah of menucha. Shabbos is a chinah of menucha, and Shabbos is a chinah where you don't have a chelik in this world. Hashem u'nachlosoi. Those are musagim. Those are tzmanim, and it's this, the musik is a musik of that the basis for everything else. If a person's basic perspective is the mokrim is either very megushimdik, or even if it's not megushimdik, but it's still lacking, then the person either is buried in his bias, his mokrim becomes burial, it's the person can't grow because his whole head is into what color this will be and what color that'll be, and then this and that. And it sees the person becomes buried in his house, that's on a low darga. But even on a finer darga, if a person has more ruchnis in the perceptions, and his mokrim is dealing in a world that it's more abler component. But as long as it's totally in Adam and things that are not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the person is full of regis. The person is afraid of it, losing it. The person is upset that someone's taking it. The person has a leiv ranis. But when a person is zoicha, and the tatil lechom mokrim, versantil mokrim, and the tatil shom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a mokum that he can plant himself, a mokum that's independent of people, it's independent of things, it's kol kul Hashem u'nachlosoi, even if the person has to be mizdakik for this world, for finance, whatever, but he's rooted in a different world, that's when there's a brach and there's a kiyum, that there's no leif ragas, and the person is always benucha, or b'shalas HaNefesh.